This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 12, 2026. Ayers Insurance's Prince AI is testing whether generative AI can make insurance easier to understand, which could simplify customer support, policy education, renewals, and claims for Nigerian insurers. This move shows how local insurers are beginning to use AI to improve their services, which is a step in the right direction given the complexity of insurance products. For builders, this means investing in AI-powered customer support systems could lead to better customer retention and acquisition, but it's crucial to ensure that these systems are transparent and explainable to avoid regulatory issues. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? And will insurance be the exception? As African telecom operators shift their focus to data, MTN's Q1 growth shows that Africa's telecom money is moving deeper into data, driven by demand in countries like Nigeria and Ghana. This shift is also driven by the growth of financial services, which is a key area of focus for telecom operators. For operators, this means investing in data infrastructure, such as fiber optic cables and cell towers, to support the growing demand for data services. Which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid? And does that turn compute operators into de facto power companies, potentially changing the telecom landscape? In a different sector, Morocco's DigiSchool program is expanding digital skills training for rural students and teachers, highlighting the importance of people in addressing Africa's edtech gap. This program shows that edtech is not just about platforms, but also about training teachers and providing them with the necessary skills to effectively use technology in the classroom. For investors, this means that investing in teacher training programs could be a key area of focus, as it can have a multiplier effect on the effectiveness of edtech interventions. Yesterday, we talked about how rural health tech needs infrastructure first. And similarly, edtech initiatives like DigiSchool require a people-centric approach to be successful. Africa's $11 billion clean energy push is becoming an industrial strategy, with new deals announced in Nairobi, focusing on areas like aviation fuel, hydropower, solar, wind, and clean cooking infrastructure. This push is driven by the need to reduce dependence on fossil fuels and promote sustainable energy sources. For investors, this means that investing in clean energy infrastructure could be a lucrative opportunity, as well as a critical part of Africa's industrial future. This is TechSide Daily, your briefing on what matters in African tech. But it's crucial to ensure that these investments are aligned with the continent's industrial strategy and policy framework. As fiscal pressure rises across the continent, which digital tax instrument spreads fastest? That on platforms, levies on transfers, or digital services taxes on foreign platforms? And how will this impact the clean energy sector? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza.